Today's Man Law, albeit lengthy, is still brought to you by Vicky's Wood Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. Is it permissible in the pursuit of humor to tap the top of another man's beer bottle with the bottom of your beer bottle, causing the other man's beer bottle to fizz over? No, as there are plenty of other things that make us laugh without wasting a drop of beer, like Japanese game shows, Undercover Brother on DVD, and Jimmy Johnson's hair. Man Law, no wasting beer in the pursuit of humor.
That's a good one, albeit a long one.
Live
That's
by
a
it.
Good one. Yeah, why do that? All it does is make the other guy mad. It's really not
it's
even
not
funny.
It's not funny.
No.
Stupid,
you know, and you're wasting
infantile,
good beer.
Juvenile, right. All the aisles. It's all right. The aisles.
So, Barbecue Bob, we went down to Mississippi in that Delta country, picked up a little bit of this today. In summary, what?
It's just kind of fun, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
I think we should do that tour of the country again like we did, so why not? Let's. What do you want to do next week?
Well,
how about Texas or
you know what?
California?
We can do West Coast. Let's focus on the West Coast.
Well, I would ask you that maybe we could wait because I'm heading out there in a couple weeks and I'm going to do some research.
Bait and switch right there. He's like, what do you want to do? Oh, sorry, can't have that one.
The one I don't want to do.
Can't have that one. So there we go.
Go figure.
Yeah. Right. Well, now you all know who's in charge of the show plan, right?
Well, I'm just in charge of my travel agenda.
Right, yeah, right. Can't have that job. I'm sorry. It's not available.
I spent the week in Duluth, Minnesota, so be easy on me.
Okay, so what are we looking for? Upper Midwest barbecue?
No
then,
barbecue in Duluth, I'll tell you that. But there's a lot of fish up there,
right,
eh, boy.
But, well, let's go straight south of there then. And down in our folks in Kansas City.
Okay.
Maybe we can rustle up Rob Russell. You know, we could also do Memphis, maybe the Carolinas, South or North Carolina. Maybe even Alabama. We were close there with Mississippi today. But the cool part about that is, and we've done this one other time in our six-year history, where we go around to region by region, and we talk about the seasoning profiles, the sauce profiles, as well as the cooking styles. And each region, they tend to focus on pork, but not always.
That's right. I'm headed to Texas in about another month, and I think we should hold off Texas, too, until I can do some good field research because that's the best part of the job.
Yeah, exactly. If you watch Barbecue Bob's Facebook page, which is the Grilling Guys on Facebook, you'll see he's a food photo guy, and everywhere he goes.
I love taking pictures of food, even if it's just fried rice.
Yeah, that was last week.
So we got the Carolinas too, North and South Carolina. There's so many cool stories in barbecue everywhere you go. We heard a few of them today. Sometimes you got to like drag it out of the people and they don't want to tell you their secrets, but it's just a lot of fun checking out barbecue around the country. And I think that's going to be just something we can do to bring the folks a little bit of fun on the weekends.
Right. It's the winter. Be safe out there. You tend to bring the grill and the smoker a little bit closer to the house during the winter, and just be safe. You don't need to start any fires. If you're out there skiing, snowmobiling, you know, be safe and come back in one piece. And the Grilling Guys will be chatting with you each and every week this winter, making sure that you're still getting your grill on and maybe a little grill envy in your neighborhood. Yeah.